This Iditarod 2005 update is brought to you by Nome Dental Office, by Bering Air, by the Polar Cafe and Glue Pot, by Dr. Phil Schobert and the Natural Health Chiropractic Center, by Credit Union One, by Alaska Satellite Communications, by Milano's Pizzeria, and Morgan Sales and Service. Stay tuned for ongoing Iditarod 2005 updates. It is 6:56 on Wednesday morning, and going live now down to Front Street at the finish line for the Iditarod 2005 with Josh Rogers, who's standing by.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
We are down here on the KICY scaffolding down here on Front Street, and word is it's going to probably be about 40 minutes or so.
40 more minutes.
Is the best estimate that we can give. But the way the crowd is down here, it's not too early and it's not too late to come down. Now's the perfect time. There's not a whole lot of people down, so anybody who comes down can get a good spot, but you're not. It's not too early that you're going to have to be out here forever.
And if you've missed breakfast, they're serving rolls.
They are.
At the Nome Covenant Church.
Cinnamon rolls at the Nome Covenant Church. So coffee, hot chocolate. You can come down, warm up, get your spot all picked out. So it looks to be a exciting finish here.
And while Ed Eaton was closing in, he still left safety about an hour after Robert Sorley. Is that correct?
That is about correct. He left around 6:40, I believe, or was Mitch Seavey.
Mitch Seavey.
5:59, I believe, was Ed Eaton. So, you know, things could happen. something might go wrong for Sorley. You know, it is close enough that if something happens to either one of them, it could be a race to the finish, but right now it's looking like Sorley has it fairly well, but you never know.
We also have Lon Swanson out near Farley's camp, and also Neil Peterson with Snow Machine following in, hopefully, the winning musher.
Yeah, that's great. He has a satellite phone, so hopefully he'll be calling us in during that 7 o'clock hour.
He's been reporting in from Topcock Cabin all night.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah, we have lots of reports from him. Unfortunately, most of them are old because a lot has happened in the last few hours.
Very true. So, yeah, things are getting... I can just give the advice of come on down now. Get your
space.
Cinnamon rolls and hot chocolate and then find your spot. Because even now, as we've been talking, people have started to congregate around the wall, the barricade. And so the good spots are going quick.
Absolutely. Also, we'll be simulcasting on our sister station, IC 100.3 FM, all morning as the events unfold on Front Street.
That's right. So if you're a Nome, you can listen in stereo.
Yeah, mono microphones in stereo. It's
that's
very
right.
Exciting. Very
yeah.
Exciting. Okay, anything else to report?
I think that's about it. From now, we'll check back in a little after 7.
Are you going to get breakfast?
I just went in and had a cinnamon roll a few moments ago.
Okay. All right.
So
we'll be back live from Front Street in just a few moments as Iditarod 2005 unfolds.
Johnny Cash, Daddy Sang Bass here on KICY AM 850 and IC 100.3 FM. This Iditarod 2005 update is brought to you by Nome Dental Office, by Bering Air, by the Polar Cafe and Glue Pot, by Dr. Phil Schobert and the Natural Health Chiropractic Center, by Credit Union One, by Alaska Satellite Communications, by Milano's Pizzeria, and Morgan Sales and Service. Stay tuned for ongoing Iditarod 2005 updates.
Whether you're out hunting, camping, or just touring, you need the extra margin of safety you get with a satellite phone. Alaska Satellite Communications in Anchorage provides the phone and the airtime you need for the peace of mind you deserve at the most attractive rate. When you head out anywhere in Western Alaska, take along the only direct connection to friends and loved ones, a satellite phone from Alaska Satellite Communications. Call 907-868-1782 and ask about your extra margin of safety from Alaska Satellite Communications.
Iditarod 2005 continues with an update now from the trail. We've got Neil Peterson. You're Cape Nome, is that correct?
That's true. Just at the west end of Cape Nome here, or just a report that Ed Eaton has just begun his ascent up the east side. And I'd imagine you'd be getting to the top there here in not too long.
And what's the whereabouts of Robert Sorley? Have you seen him?
Well, we haven't come upon him yet.
Okay. All right. But he is past Cape Nome.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. We should be hearing from Lon Swanson very shortly then at Farley's camp as Robert Sorley approaches Noah.
I think so.
Okay. And you had quite a few people go past Top Cock Cabin last night. Is that correct?
That is true. Let's see. If you want those times there, I could fish them out from my super fancy contraption.
All right.
We'll get it. Don't worry.
That's all right. That's all right. You're doing just fine.
It's been a very foggy night, I might add.
Yes.
And so here's what we got. Do you have the latest out of safety, CV's time out of safety?
We did, I think, at 6:40 at one time. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yep, that's yep. correct. And
Bjorn,
okay, so guys that, you got, Bjornar now?
Yes, out at 6:59.
Okay.
All right.
All right, next up out into safety will be, Ramey Brooks.
All right.
And then, John Baker.
Okay.
Ramey Brooks was about 13 minutes behind, Bjornar at, Top Cock. And John Baker was 23 minutes behind Ramey at Top Cut.
All right. Neil Peterson on the Iditarod Trail. Thanks for your report. We'll hear back from you in a few minutes.
All right. Eaton is just on his way down here. So, that's where he is.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for your report, and we'll go now down to Front Street. And Josh Rogers, who's standing by. Josh Rogers, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going on Front Street? Is it starting to get busy down there?
It's people are starting to collect, but things are coming along. We just had Leo Rasmussen, the official Iditarod checker, testing out his microphone a couple moments ago. So things are getting underway, and you can feel the energy starting to build a little bit.
The electricity in the air.
That's correct. Wow. So it should be fun. We've heard from Neil. You just spoke with Neil?
We just spoke with Neil, yes.
Wonderful. So it looks like we're still estimating a 7:30, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock arrival, unless we hear anything different, I guess. And Lon Swanson hopefully will provide that information on the way back into town.
Exactly. We hope to hear from him in just a few moments, as he follows Robert Sorley in the Iditarod Trail.
That's right.
Okay, we'll be back with more here on IC 100.3 FM and KICY, AM 850. All right, back on the Iditarod Trail with Neil Peterson. Neil, you have some sightings for us.
Oh, we do. We have our leader, Robert Sorley, just crossing the road here out at Farley's camp. He's got his 8 dogs that he left White Mountain with. And, yeah, he's just right up on the road now. He's across the road, so we'll look for him in town in not too long here. Visibility is a little bit low. It's still pretty foggy, so we're not able to spot the mushers quite as early as we have in years past there. So that's something to look for. Of course, he stopped there with all the crowd there as usual. The cars and all the excitement. You know, the dogs always seem to stop there. But look for him in town in 20 minutes or so. The usual time about to get from here into town.
So we could expect him about 10 after 8, you think?
Well, sure. Sometime around then. Educated guess.
All right. But he has passed Farley's camp. He's crossed the road at Farley's camp.
That is correct.
All right. Neil Peterson live on the Iditarod
Trail.
It will not be long now. All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll check in with Neil a little bit later.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. July Iditarod 2005 continues right now. It is 8:10, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock here in Nome. Weather's foggy, about 21 degrees. And live now from the spotting vehicle out near our transmitter site. Irene Hodak, is that you?
I'm here.
All right. What's the status?
Well, he has just passed the transmitter site, so we're headed closer to Nome.
How many dogs are on the team?
There are 8.
Still 8 dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he's waving to people. There's a bunch of people out here, and we're in a parade on the road.
Are you at the Fort Davis Roadhouse yet?
No.
Not quite there. Okay.
No.
All right. Instead, about a mile and a half from the Swanberg Dredge.
Okay. You're telling me because I don't know how far it is.
That's about it. Okay. And as he comes up off the ice near the Swanberg Dredge, then the siren should go off downtown. And we should all be aware that he is approaching the city limits.
Okay. Yeah, he's actually on the right side of the road right now.
He's
headed towards town.
Well, he's off the trail, because the trail is sea ice. So he's up on the right-hand side now.
Yes, there's markers over there.
There are. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe the ice was unsafe in that area.
Yeah. So there are markers over there. He's following the markers.
Okay. All right. Live report as our team follows Robert Sorley from Norway in to end the Iditarod 2005 under the Broad Arch here in Nome. We'll be back with more as events unfold.
Alaskan for over 50 years, Credit Union One offers low-cost financial services in the old Federal Building at 110 Front Street in Nome and open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 6. Stop in and ask to talk to John Baker. Also, Credit Union One is open 7 days a week by phone. Call 1-800-478-2222. Or visit them online at cu1.org. Credit Union One. Now back downtown to Front Street at the Iditarod Arch with Josh Rogers.
That's right, and we are down here on the KICY scaffolding, and the spots are all gone. The good spots that I warned you about an hour ago have all been taken, but there's still plenty of room for everybody to come on down. But people, you can still go all the way down the road. The gates are all full, but there's a ton of people here. It's very exciting. Lots of people have come on out, and looks like there's lots of people from out of town as well as lots of towners here. So as we get ready for the winter to come in, we're just having a blast trying to stay warm because it is cold out here.
Yeah, I believe it's about 20 degrees right now and foggy, 100% humidity.
My toes believe it. It is very, very cold.
Do you have your bunny boots on?
I have my winter boots on, but since I've been standing still, they haven't been quite as effective as they could have been.
Absolutely not.
And it is kind of slushing now. It's we've got some freezing rain, I think, falling down.
Is there a way you could cover our equipment?
I can do that.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Slushing rain falling right now in Nome. Another lovely day, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. They're still serving free rolls and coffee and hot chocolate. Is that correct?
That is correct. And they've got a prayer station set up here in front of the Covenant Church as well. So come on down and get some coffee and cinnamon rolls and pray with somebody if you like.
Absolutely. All right. We'll have more coverage in just a few moments as Robert Sorley approaches Nome this morning.
It is 8:14. I'm Dennis Weidler and happy to be your host as Iditarod 2005 begins to wrap up in Nome.
All right. Live now to our Idita Tracker. Irene Hodek, where is the winning team?
They are actually on the road right now at the Nome Bypass. And they are a little confused. They are crossing and going out onto the ice pack right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're headed out now. They're on the right track. The dogs wanted to go on the road.
Well, I don't blame them. All right, so they've gone down off the to the right side of the road, across the road, down onto the Bering Sea ice.
Yes, that's where they are now. They're headed out on the ice.
So they've already passed the Swanberg Dredge.
Yes.
All right, but they're not quite to the country store.
No.
All right. We've nailed their position, I think. All right.
But they will be out in front of the country store in just a minute here.
And they will come off the ice by the Subway restaurant.
Okay.
All right. So they've gone down. There was an access point for the Nome Gullivan Snow Machine race, and they've gone down that access point, I believe.
It was right at the bypass,
right.
Nome bypass, mm-hmm. where they went down.
Okay. All right. We'll keep track of things, and don't go away. We want to call on you again
okay.
in just a few moments. Let's go downtown right now to Front Street and Josh Rogers. Good morning.
Good morning. We are here down live on Front Street. They've got the TV crew going on here doing their commentary to all the people down here, and we'll provide you with our commentary as
Robert Sorley comes racing into the finish line here out in front of the Covenant Church.
And the many-time manager or mayor, Leo Rasmussen, is also in the chute. He is the official greeter for the Iditarod winner.
And he'll be providing us with some interviews and official check-in times. He'll be piped in, and you'll hear him here on KICY AM 850 as well.
All right. And also, he goes through the sled, and they have to have certain items in the sled in order to qualify as the finisher. In fact, every Iditarod musher must have certain items he's carried in his sled the whole trip from Anchorage to Nome.
That's right, including a pouch of mail, which comes from Anchorage.
Exactly, and then that's auctioned off.
That is right. And I've seen down at the Iditarod gift store in Anchorage at one of the malls, they have other older postcards and stuff that you could buy from lower-ranked mushers as well. So
all right.
Those are available to everyone down in Anchorage.
And the mushers' banquet, then, is Saturday night.
I believe that is correct, yes.
At the Nome Rec Center.
Tickets are still available at the mini-convention center, so you can still go out and get yours. I got mine yesterday.
You did? So you and Lydia are going?
And the whole Lydia's family as well.
Oh, yes.
The whole Summerman clan will be at the mini-convention center.
Well, that should be a wonderful time.
Yeah, it should. So things are getting close. I guess past the Swanberg dredge a little bit earlier. We have not heard the siren yet, though, so hopefully we'll hear that here pretty soon.
Yes, and evidently there was some confusion because the team was off to the road on the north side of the Council Road, and they had to get back down on the ice to get back up off the ice by subway to continue their trip down Front Street.
Gotcha.
And they've been pouring a lot of snow on Front Street.
Yeah, I've seen trucks and everything. Looks ready to go. We've got now lines of people down the road past the fenced-off gate, lining all the way down about to the old AC building right by the actually continuing down on the Bering Seaside. Down looks like by all the way to the State Building.
Wow,
so,
that's a lot of people.
Lots and lots of people here. Leo just did a class if you're from out of town or out of Alaska, and there's quite a few people from the lower 48 up here, so we welcome all of them, if any of them are listening at this time, in their hotel room or something, although I don't know why they would be down here live, but you've got a couple more minutes to make it.
That's right, so now's your time to find a place at the finish line.
Yeah. So, it's getting underway, and hopefully within, you know, a matter of 10, 15 minutes, we'll have Robert Sorley live here down underneath the Burled Arch.
It is 8:32. I'm going to see if I can get Irene back on the line, see if we can get an update. Hold on.
All right. Now live from the I did a spotter.
Yes.
I am here. We're right at where the TLC bookstore is. And Robert Sorley is passing by right now.
Is he on the ice or is he on
the
street?
He is on the ice.
He is down on the ice at that point. All right. Wonderful.
And he has passed us by.
He has passed you by TLC Bible and Bookstore.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is very exciting because next should be Subway, and he should be coming off the ice at Subway.
All right.
All right. So you stay right there. We're going to go back to Josh Rogers back down on Front Street. Then we'll come back to you as he comes off the ice.
Okay.
All right? All right, here we go. This is very exciting. Okay, Josh, are you there?
We are.
Okay. He is by TLC Bible and Bookstore.
TLC Bible and Bookstore is where Robert Sorley is right now.
Yes. Yep.
That is fantastic. So it should be just a matter of minutes.
He should be coming up off the ice by Subway.
That's great.
Which is just, 50 yards beyond TLC Bible and Bookstore.
Yeah, so we're getting excited. I know the TV station just went to a commercial break as they get ready for their final stretch, and we're getting ready here as he comes in.
Well, often the superstation will put on a Iditarod sled cam.
I saw that last year.
Okay, and I don't know if they've done that this year.
Yeah.
But typically there's a camera mounted on the sled to show you the musher's viewpoint as he comes down Front Street.
Fabulous.
So we'll see if that works this year and if they've actually installed it.
And we'll do our best to create a mental picture, a word picture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Ed Eaton is not far behind, according to our good friends Neil Peterson and Jamie Sagathi, who are on the trail this morning.
And Neil is now live in the scaffolding with me.
Neil is there.
He is here.
All right.
He was getting some headsets on earlier, so maybe he'll be able to join us in a few minutes.
That would be wonderful, because he was the first Idita tracker to spot any of these mushers as they came by Topcock Cabin this morning.
At 1 a.m., I believe,
1
when he left the message.
Yeah, we got our first report at 1 o'clock this morning, noon time, that the first musher, Robert Sorley, was passing by the Topcock Head Cabin. So, owned by Tommy Johnson, I believe.
Yeah.
So, we have a lot of activity this morning. Front Street is filling up.
It's filling up quick.
From the Iditarod Arch down to the Alaska State Building, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
To the Aurora Hotel.
All the way down.
All the way down. That's the biggest crowd I've ever seen, and I'm not even there to see it. But just from your description, I can tell it's the biggest crowd I've ever seen.
See, we're already painting mental pictures.
I'm seeing it, Josh. I'm seeing it.
That's right. We've got all of the balconies here. It looks like the Nugget Inn. Their balcony's packed. You got the Arctic Trading Post. Everybody's on their steps. You've got people here on the snowbanks at the Covenant Church, and just it looks like they're packed two or three people deep here, right at the finish line on the gate. So people all the way back.
I'm going to check in with Irene again,
okay,
and see what they're up to over there by Subway, and see if we can actually make contact with them and see if they can give us a report. Irene, our Idita spotter.
He's on the road. He's headed towards the finish line.
He is. He's up on Front Street.
Yes.
Okay. He is on Front Street. We're going to check back with Josh to see if he can see any of the police lights. Are there police vehicles escorting?
I did not see any police in front of him.
Okay. Or behind them. Just a dog team.
Yep.
Okay. Also very unusual. Typically, the Nome Police Department escorts the winning musher down Front Street. But we'll check in just a minute. Stay right there, Irene, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with more Iditarod coverage here on KICY AM 850 and IC 100.3 FM. Let's check back again on Front Street. Josh, do you have a visual sighting yet?
It's right there.
Do you have a visual sighting, Josh?
You know, we see the, I see some police lights, but I do not see
All right, because according to Irene, he's up off the ice, he's on Front Street, heading down Front Street right now.
Heading down Front Street right now. Well, I'll let you know as soon as I can see him. All I see right now is a couple cars. It's kind of foggy, so I don't have a whole lot of visual out.
All right, we're operating with limited visibility this morning with 100% humidity at 21 degrees above zero. So we have some snow fog, I guess.
Some snow fog, yes we do. And we now have Neil.
Hey.
Oh, Neil's here. Well, good morning, Neil.
It is an exciting time. All right, here he is. We see Robert Sorley coming up now.
All right.
He's just making it onto the snow here. We are now just seconds away from Robert Sorley coming in and winning his second Iditarod. There are six previous winners at the beginning of this race just a couple of days ago, and out of the six winners, Robert was the one who made it out this year. Against some very, very tough competition, he was facing Mitch Stevie, who had a great run last year. He was facing Jeff King, Rick Swenson, who ended up scratching. And Robert Sorley, that was coming across the Burled Arch, his first two dogs just making it across. Robert Sorley holding up his Norwegian flag and crossing and checking in with race marshal Mark Norman right now. We're going to go and turn on...
And that was at 8:37 and 45 seconds this morning.
8:37 and 45 seconds. We're going to turn on the checker mic and see if we can get anything from down there.
All right.
Looks like they'll check him in just a couple of minutes. Leo's grabbing the microphone. His Robert Sorley's wife coming up and greeting him. She's in from Norway. Very exciting time. And it's kind of a... his dogs look very, very tired, I'm sure, after over a 1,000-mile trek are ready to take some time off.
Now, is Bjornar Andersen considered a teammate of...
Bjornar Andersen is part of Team Norway. He's also Robert Sorley's nephew. And he, I believe, was out of safety in the number four position. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Around there.
He was out of safety at 6:59 this morning in number four.
Okay. Yes, so that he is part of Team Norway. Now, I spoke to Robert and Bjornar in Anchorage, and they said that next year the plan is for Bjornar to take the best dogs from Robert's team and Bjornar's team and combine them to make one ultimate team year. So for Bjornar Andersen will be the one to watch next year for sure, and he will be the representative for for Team Norway next
now,
year.
Now, is Kjetil Bakken part of that group?
Kjetil Bakken is part of that Team Norway group. He, when I talked to Kjetil, he said last year was his year, this year is Robert's year, and next year is Bjørnar's year.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
They're all taking turns.
And they're very strong, these Norwegian dogs.
Oh, they are. They're changing the Iditarod. They're changing how the races run.
Exactly. And it harkens back to the Serum run of 1925 when Leonard Seppala, Norwegian, brought his team into Nome, not into Nome, but the longest stretch of the Serum run was run by Leonard Seppala.
That's right.
And those dogs are tough. They're hardy.
They're very, very hardy. So it looks like we're going about. They're going through and they're checking some of the items, making sure that Sorley has everything that he was supposed to bring up from Anchorage with him. And they're going through that right now. It doesn't look like they're using the checker's microphone just quite yet, so hopefully we'll get that in a couple of moments. But he's going through his whole sled. Looks kind of empty in there compared to what I saw it look like in Unalakleet the other day.
I'll bet.
I'm sure he emptied that out of safety to try and get as much speed as possible. His dogs right now are resting very comfortably. I'm sure enjoying the pause, not knowing. I don't know if they know it's the end of the race yet, but...
They must know something's going on with that crowd down there.
Yes, there is a huge crowd. Now, in Unalakleet, we had about 250 people on the ice with us, and Robert said, are there always this many people in Unalakleet? And that's nothing compared to all the people that are down here in Nome right now. So they're going through the checklist, and looks like they're finding everything in okay position.
All right, now Robert Sorley is actually a firefighter by profession, is that correct?
That is correct, at a airport. In Norway.
Mm-hmm. It's like Hudal, Norway, I believe.
Yeah.
It's his hometown.
And he, of course, ran in 2002 with Kjetil Bakken. The two of them got the fastest times for a rookie ever to run the Iditarod race in the way they came in. I think... Robert came in fifth or sixth, so they were in that general top 10 area. But as rookies, they got the two fastest times. That, now, I'm pretty sure that's not going to be challenged with Bjørnar this year. He is coming in pretty high in the top 10, but I don't believe it'll beat their actual time record. Here's let's see if we can try and get the checker mic in here. Doesn't look like we're able to get very much.
With a total elapsed time of 9 days, 18 hours, 39 minutes and 31 seconds.
9 days, 18 hours, 31 minutes and 31 seconds from Anchorage to Nome for Robert Sorley. Crowd's giving a big round of applause as he is officially checked in and pronounced the winner of Iditarod 2005.
All right, and how, is Neil Peterson still there?
He just jumped off the scaffolding.
Okay.
So.
All right, I was going to ask how far behind Ed Eaton is.
Yeah, we've got Lon here, who might...
Okay, all right.
So they're going through the pomp and circumstance now. They're going to grab the... lay of roses and lay that around his neck once again, because again he did win in 2003 after his it was on his second run of the Iditarod, which is very, very impressive. And then Kjetil Bakken went in last year, 2004, and was all set to win and was leading the race most of the time, and then a tragic death of one of his dogs just a half a mile outside of Unalakleet may have cost him the race there. So Team Norway is back right now. Robert Sorley is the only member of Team Norway to win the race, although, like we mentioned earlier, they have changed the face of racing in mushing, just with the way they're able to keep their dogs going and keep them healthy, too. He is down to 8 dogs, I believe, is what Robert is checking in with right now.
That's right. That's what it shows here from safety.
And Lon's joined us.
Yeah, we parked the truck, and we're back here at the finish line. So.
All right, well, Ed Eaton should be coming in about an hour.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to head back out there.
Hop back in that truck and take the cell phone and be an Iditarod spotter.
Yeah, you betcha.
Well, we're going to take a break, And then we'll come back with more as we wrap up this morning's activities and festivities as Iditarod 33 comes to a close. Actually, it's the beginning of the end because there are, 70-some mushers yet to come in.
That's right, and we'll continue to bring you those mushers as they come in. We lived here in Nome for years, and we lived in Anchorage for a few years. And when we moved down to Seattle, on the news they would say, the Iditarod's over. The first person came in, and my mom would always say, the Iditarod's not over. There's still, at least 60-some-odd people out there. And we'll continue to bring you those people as they cross the finish line. And for most of them, that's the ultimate goal. They're not concerned about winning or making the top 10. They just want to complete.
Yeah, that's a lot of time in that truck out there.
Anybody who finishes the Iditarod is a big winner.
That's right.
We have 65 more mushers, so we've got a lot of activity here for Iditarod.
All right, and we'll be back.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, and we are here live. We've got Lon Swanson going to come on the phone with us. We've got another Iditarod update for you. Lon, are you there?
Hello, Lon.
Yes.
All right, what's your report?
Well, I'm out at Farley's Camp, and Ramey Brooks is just crossing the road, so dogs want to take a look at the truck that's parked too close to the trail. So just a reminder to tell people not to stick too close to the trail because it distracts the dogs. So... but that's Rainy Brooks, and then Baker is right behind about a couple of miles.
Okay, so we got Rainy Brooks coming in, and then John Baker from Kotzebue coming in to the finish line a little while after that. So we'll head back down to Front Street and bring you that action in just a matter of 15 minutes or so here on KICY.
Okay, and I'll let you know when Baker gets to the... Farley's Camp here.
All right, thanks, Lon. We'll get back to the music here. We've got Chester and Merle Haggard Smith. Smith with Crying Holy.
KICY, AM 850.